This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
And Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information you can use, guys. I am Teresa Graham, here to serve you the information, guys, that you can use this morning. So happy that you're able to wake up early in the morning, 6 a.m. in the morning, just to tune into this podcast. Truly, I feel the love. Well, if you have not yet started following our podcast, please do so by clicking that pink follow button. And also on our YouTube channel on Serve It Up Now, please go ahead and hit that red subscribe button, hit the like button, and also leave your comments below, because I read everybody's comment. Whether they are good or bad, I'm still going to read it. Come on, somebody. I love to receive feedback from you all, because it lets me know that you are watching the broadcast and you are tuning in to listen to our Blog Talk Radio podcast here on Serve It Up Now. And so, guys, I just want you to know that I am here to serve wisdom, serve the word, serve information, guys, and tips and anything that you can use. I'm here to do that for you. But I would need for you guys to let me know that you're really listening to the podcast. And also, guys, when I'm on live, I can be in live chat at the same time. And if you have a question you would like to ask and you don't want to come on live, call the number. You can just chat your question to me, and then I can answer you back through chat. But if you would like to be a guest on the show, what you can do, beloved, is go to our website, www.serveitupnow.com. In the contact section of the website, leave your information. Tell me your story. Tell me what you want to come on the platform for, and then I will get back with you as soon as I receive your information, okay? And also, if you would like to come on live on air while I am interviewing a guest, you can do so by dialing error code 563-999-3467. But you have to press that number one key in order for me to see that you have a question that you would like to ask the guest that's on the show. But you can listen to this show through via internet or dialing in with the same number I just give you, error code 563-999-3467. You will be able to listen to the broadcast live. So you can either listen to it via internet on your personal computer or your smartphone, or you can dial in to hear the show live, okay? We will be on every morning at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern. So, guys, I want you to definitely be prepared, because we want to come on every morning at 6 a.m. Now, I know a lot of you guys will be getting ready for work, and so you may not be able to join me 6 a.m., but you may be able to listen to the broadcast when you get home, or some may be listening to the broadcast while you get ready for work. Which one that makes you happy or works for you, let's do it, okay? As long as you listen to the broadcast. And also, on this broadcast, I would like to hear your feedback. When you listen live or if you come back to listen, please leave me a comment with your face, because you can only leave a comment if with your Facebook or through your Facebook page, okay? So below this, taping, leave a comment, or you can contact me through live chat. While I'm on live, you can enter the chat room and begin the chat with me, and then I can answer whatever question you have back, okay? So with that said, guys, today I want to just go ahead and quickly get into a topic that I felt that most of us should really examine our life, and that is life lessons. And what life lessons have have you and myself learned from the Word of God? Have we used the Word of God and applied the Word of God to our life? Have we used God's Word as a mirror that we're able to look at and learn life lessons from? See, there's a lot of things we may have done in our life and we have learned lessons from. And sometimes people have never learned a lesson from past mistakes, from good things that happened in their life. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about today about life lessons. And one of the persons I want to use is Joshua. And the reason why, beloved, I want to use Joshua is because Joshua is best known as Moses' second in command, whom God chose to lead the Israelites into the promised land after Moses' death, okay? And so we want to talk about Joshua, who only focused on, and get this, he was focused, faithful, and courage. And he had courage and he was obedient, led him to be effective as one of Israel's greatest leaders, okay? And so there's a lot that we can learn from the life of Joshua. Now, several life lessons led to his success, which if applied will help us succeed in every area of our life. And so, guys, when we look at a great leader, we can learn from their life. And that's why I always tell people, your life will speak for you. It doesn't matter how many scriptures you can quote from Genesis to Revelation. That doesn't impress me, but what impressed me is if I can look at your life and see the tracing of the Word of God over your life, the anointing on your life, and you're living a life that's pleasing unto God, that will be a lesson that I can learn from you. Does that make sense? And so many times we have lived our life and have never learned anything from our life or from someone else's life that we may have observed. But it's up to us to be able to allow the Holy Spirit of the living God to teach us lessons from our life or from some great leader that the Most High God has placed us under. Because, you know, you have a lot of leaders in the church today. And when you look at their life, can you say you learned something from their life? You could have great people who can articulate the word. They know that word. They know, I mean, scripture to scripture. But have you learned something from their life? There was a song saying, may the life I lived speak for me. When I'm resting in my grave and there's nothing else to say, may the works I did speak for me, in other words. And so when someone look at my life, I want them to be able to glorify the God that's on the inside of me, begin to give God praise because of what God has done through my life. And so when you begin to look at Joshua's life, there are lessons that led to his life and his success, which if we today, guys, take what the lessons from Joshua's life, it will also help us to succeed and be successful in every area of our life. And it's very vital, beloved, that we take men and women that the Most High God have used mightily, okay, to either lead us, guide us, or teach us, or help us. And we look at their life lessons and we learn. Because I believe, beloved, and this is just me now. This is just me. When you meet someone who have lived a successful life, there's a lesson to learn from their life. And there's a lot that they had to go through in order to get where they're at. There's a lot of time in prayer and meditation and fasting and giving and crying and healing. It's a lot that they had to go through to become successful. See, I don't believe that success comes overnight. I believe that everything has a time, like it's spoken of in Ecclesiastes. It talks about a time and a season for everything. And so in order to have a lesson to give someone, you had to first, your whole life had to go through some lessons. And so that means you have to spend time with the Most High God for him to show you how to live in this human body, on this physical earth. See, lessons just don't come overnight. They come over time. That's like, for instance, if you're trying to ride a bicycle for the very first time. And as you try to ride this bicycle, you're falling down and you're getting back up and you're falling down and you're scraping your knees and you're going through this and that and that. That's what lessons bring to your life. You're going to have some bumps and bruises in the middle of the lessons. But in order for you to become prosperous and succeed and successful, you have to take lessons, like a person who wants to sing. Some people have to take singing lessons in order to become great. In order to be a good teacher, you have to have went through some lessons in order to get there. And so we must understand, beloved, we can't get to a certain point in our life until we have experienced some lessons in our life. And so, which brings me to Joshua. I want to talk about Joshua because Joshua was a meditator. Is that a word? He loved to meditate. Okay. Joshua showed us the importance of meditating on God's word. And the reason why I think he showed us the importance of meditating on God's word, why? Because in God's word, there is life. In the word of God, there is life and there is lessons for us to learn that we can apply to our life to be able to succeed in our every area of our life, every day of our life. It will cause us to be very successful if we begin to meditate on the promises of God, meditate on the heart of God, meditate on the mind of God, which will lead us into our divine destiny. Come on, somebody. And so the Lord told him, and this is what God told Joshua, study this book of instructions continuously. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. And so the Most High God spoke to his servant Joshua, and he gave him specific instructions. And one of those was that Joshua had to study the instructions. And he said not only to study them once in a blue moon or once in a while, he said continuously, meaning over and over and over and over. See? And then he says, meditate on it day and night. See? He didn't say meditate it on once a month, once a year, once a day. He said day and night. Come on, somebody. See, faith without works is dead. See, you have to put some works behind your faith. You have to put some works behind your meditating. See, when I'm meditating, I got to meditate day and night on the word of God. He said, then, so you will be sure to obey everything that's written in it. That's the reason why the Most High God had him to meditate on the book, on his instructions, day and night, on his word. so that he will be able to obey everything that was written in the book. Okay? Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. He said, only then, after you meditated on my word day and night, then your way, then you will be prosperous and succeed in all that you do. And so what the Most High God was really telling him to do, he needed to go ahead and pick that book up and put his eyeballs in there, recite, rehearse, speak the word, meditate on the word day and night. In other words, he was teaching him obedience on how to become successful. Because why? He connected to meditation of the word of God. Amen? Psalms chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 says, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. You will begin, beloved, to prosper in everything that you set your hand to do. Why? Because you're meditating on the word of God day and night. And because you do that, it will cause you to obey what the word is saying to you. Come on, somebody. Come on. Once you get the word in you, you can work, though you can speak the word and the word work for you. See, the word will work for you if you work the word. But if you're not willing to work the word ain't going to work for you. It's just going to be a good old read, a good old book. Come on, somebody. But there's life in the book. There's instructions in the book. Once you begin to eat it, and not only that, it will cause your mind to line up with the word of God. And when your thoughts pattern begin to line up with the word of God, then you're going to seek more of God, and you're going to follow the ways of God. Amen? Because the word of God says now, a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. And so if your footsteps is being ordered by God, you're going to be successful, and you're going to succeed in every area of your life. But in order for your footsteps to be ordered by God, you got to first begin to meditate on the word of God. Even though God knows what he has in you and God knows what he wants from you, but God wants you to follow his righteousness. He wants you to follow his ways. There can't be two wills when you're following the plans of God. You're going to have to die to your own will. Like Jesus Christ, Yeshua said in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done. And you're going to have to line up with the word of God and begin to tell God, it's not my will, God, but it's your will. And see, the more you meditate on the word of God, the more you will begin to walk in righteousness, the righteousness of God. Amen? Amen. Now, Philippians chapter 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, meditate on these things. Here we're seeing what the scripture tells us. It tells us if we meditate, see, these are things we must meditate. Whatever things are true, we got to meditate on it. Whatever things are noble, we got to meditate on it. Whatever things are just, we got to meditate on it. Whatever things are pure, we must meditate on it. Why? Because it will make our way prosperous. And we will be successful. Amen? And we will succeed in every area of our life. In other words, beloved, the Most High God commands us to meditate on the word of God, his word. in Christian circles. We say that meditation means to mutter the word, to chew it over and over again, similar to the way a cow chews its cud. We are to meditate on Scripture again and again all day, every day, no matter where we are. Meditation is how the word goes from our heads to our heart. Once it's in our heart and comes out of our mouth, circumstances and people start to change and the devil runs. Now, beloved, the word of God says, faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more we speak the word, we're hearing the word. The more we meditate the word gets down into our soul. And it causes us to go and walk in righteousness. See? And that's the thing by meditating. Meditating on the word of God. We are to do it every day, all day, every day, no matter where we are. You could be driving down the road in your car, but yet you meditating on the word of God. You can be taking a shower, and the word of God is in your mind, in your thought pattern. See, a good thing about meditation, too, on the word of God, it keeps you from committing sin. It keeps you from having those ungodly thoughts, you know. It keeps you from wanting to hurt people, cuss folk out, do evil to people. If you start meditating on the word of God, then that causes you to develop a relationship with the Most High God. And God wants a relationship with us. He's not after that religious stuff. You know, that legalism stuff where you got to do it this way in order for it to be God. You know what I'm saying? God is looking for a relationship with us. He's looking for us to take his word as fine authority. He's looking for us to know who we are and whose we are in him. The moment that you gave your life over to the Most High God, you have became a new creation. Old things supposed to have done passed away. Okay? And so there's a reason why we can't really be prosperous in our life and succeed in every area of our life. Being successful is because we're not meditating on the word of God. We're not allowing his word to be found authority in our life. He has promises in the word, but you got to search the scripture out. And you got to know how to work the word, because the word will work for you if you work the word. If you know you got a sickness in your body and the doctor said there's no healing, you got to get scripture in you. You got to meditate on those healing scriptures. Come on, because doubt will try to come in there and try to make you think you're going to lose your life. Well, no need me praying or meditating because I'm good as gone. No. You hold on to the word of God and you meditate on the word of God, because meditation will also bring healing to your body. Because your body, every cells in your bloodstream has to line up with the word of God. It's got to line up with the promises of God, the healing power of God. Amen? And so, beloved, that's why it's so essential that you store God's instructions in your heart. Amen? This was a very important key to Joshua's victory. It enabled him to keep his mind on what the Lord said. Many times we know that God told us something, but we get distracted. Then the devil bombards us with all kinds of situations. But if we keep our mind on what God told us, we will have the same success as Joshua. The devil will always try to bring fear to you. That's his weapon. But your weapon is faith. Your weapon is the promised word of God, the power of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Your weapon is you open that door when Mr. Fear show up and let Mr. Faith speak for you. The word of God said the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And that's where we should keep it at, knowing that it is the Most High God who is going to pull down these strongholds, who's going to destroy my stinking thinking. Because he have told me to read the book, meditate on it day and night, and then will my ways be prosperous. You got to hold on to that. Amen? And another thing Joshua, he was good at. He had a good memory. How many of y'all got a good memory? You can memorize scripture. How many of y'all can remember things when you were a little child growing up? Do you remember everything, or do you remember some, or you just don't remember nothing? See, Joshua had a good memory. He had a way to remember the right things. At the miracle of the Jordan River crossing, Joshua made sure the people did not forget how God delivered them that day. He instructed one person from every tribe to carry a stone out of the river to later make a memorial to the Lord. And see, this is what believers ought to have, memorials to the Lord, ways to remember what God did for them. Amen. And believe it or not, family, I have a journal. I keep a journal where I write down prayers. I write down dreams. I write down things that happen to me. Amen. Prayers that I prayed, I look back and I see God answered, you know. And it's good to have, you know, it's good to have a journal. And also, you're supposed to write your vision down. Make it plain. They that see it may run with it. That's in Habakkuk. It tells you to write it down. And that's what I do. I love writing things down because I love looking back. I'm a planner. And I try to make sure I don't waste no time because I don't have time to waste. And I try to look at everything that I do. I pray and I put it before me and I put it before God. A lot of times we could say, well, I asked God for certain things and it's not, I haven't gotten it yet, because sometimes you ask God in a mist. You have to find out the will of the Father for your life. And then you ask God. Amen. Some people asking God for somebody else's spouse. That's not the will of God for your life. Ask God for your own husband. Ask God for your own wife. That's not the will of the Father for your life. Sometimes we don't understand why folk are not in our life, because they was not part of our future. We try to bring them into our future when God has already rejected them from our future. Does it make sense? We try to drag people into, even in whatever ministry, business, you know, whatever. You try to drag them in, and all they're going to do is their presence is going to cause havoc in your life. So now you got to figure out how you're going to get rid of this person, because they weren't even supposed to be part of your future. The best thing for us to do is ask the Most High God, God, what is your will for my life? God will connect you with folk that's part of your future and your destiny. Sometimes we make choices that we think is good. A good idea doesn't mean it's a God idea. And we have to learn to line up with the will of God. And how do we do that? By meditating on his word day and night. God will sometimes sit you under leaders who have went through a lot. And you can learn a lesson from their life. And it will teach you not to go down that same road. Or it would teach you maybe the pattern your way to go down that same road. There's a good and a bad side to everything. But it's up to you to find out the will of God for your life. Amen? We don't want to be an identity snatcher. We don't want to be an imitator. But we want to be original. We want to be what the Most High God created us to be. Amen? We want to be all that he wanted us to be. But the only way that we can be that is if we meditate on his word, his goodness, his holiness, his righteousness. Amen? His kindness. Amen? His grace towards us. Amen? His love towards us. And that's what we have to meditate on. Amen? Now, everything in the Bible that we meditate on, beloved, it don't make you feel good because this flesh don't want to do the right thing. And the Bible says that there's no good thing in the flesh. And so this flesh, you got to beat this flesh daily. And how you beat that flesh daily is you getting in the book. You study the word of God constantly, meditating on his word day and night. So you will be sure to obey everything written in it. And only then, notice what it say, only, not before, but only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. The only way you're going to succeed is by meditating day and night. A lot of people don't even want to do, they don't even want to spend 1 minute with God. But how is your way going to be prosperous if you don't communicate with God, if you don't have a relationship with God? I want a relationship with the Father. I want to know him. I want to talk about him. I want to share him to the world. I want everybody to know about God. And that's how important it is. It doesn't matter if you reach just one somebody, honey. You done told them about the Master. That's all you need to do. God, just give me somebody, huh, that I can share your goodness with. Because the more you get in the Word of God, the more you meditate the Word of God, the more relationship get tighter with you and God, you can't help but tell somebody about your lover. He's good to you. Huh? Everything you need is in him. My God, I felt you right there. Everything you need is in the Most High God. Huh? He know your beginning and your ending. Uh-huh. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. I feel it right there. I feel it. Glory be to God. I'm getting happy all by myself, y'all. But you first got to get the word of God in you. And what you got in you, you'll be able to speak out of you into the atmosphere. My God. Y'all about to make me holler up in here. My God, I felt that right there. So every day, beloved, we should look for an opportunity to fellowship with the Most High God. Every day we should also look to spend time reminding him of his goodness and thanking him for saving us and delivering us and cleaning us up. Amen? A lot of times when we go in our prayer closet, that's between us, me and God. You don't go in there all the time with a to-do list. You go in there and put him in remembrance of how good he is. God, I felt that right there. You go into your prayer closet and tell God how holy he is. God, I felt that right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to go on in there and tell him that he got an unconditional love. He love you like nobody else would. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. He got a perfect love. Huh? That's what you do. You go in there thanking him for the birds and the bees and the trees and the grass and the air that you breathe. Do you not know every day when you wake up, you breathe in God's air? Huh? Something you need to survive. When you wake up in the morning, come on somebody, you taking a shower in the water and you're drinking the water that you need every day. Huh? Come on, somebody. And get this, it's free air. You're not paying nobody for free air, because they can't even pay for free air. Huh? God already supplied everything that we need in this world to live. Come on, somebody, help me out here today. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he loves us, beloved. Amen? So we should always put God in remembrance of what he has done for us. And we need to tell other people. Let me ask you this, here, beloved. When the last time did you go out and tell anybody about the goodness of God? Huh? He woke you up in your right mind this morning. Are you going to tell somebody about that? Huh? You're not blind today. You got ears to hear. You can walk. You can talk. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of things we take for granted. You know, my heart goes out to people who have lost their eyesight, because I still can see. Huh? My heart goes out to somebody who can't hear, because I still can hear. Huh? Can't even talk. They're mute. You see what I'm saying? They can't even walk. Do you not know a lot of people who's paralyzed wish that they can just give anything just to get up one more time and take a walk and run? See, we take a lot of things for granted. We think, oh, we got it going on, but we don't know what tomorrow holds for us. So why not thank God every day when you wake up and climb up out of that bed, get in that shower, go downstairs or go in your house and cook and eat and go to work. You got a little job. Not many people are sleeping under the bridges. Uh-huh. In the cold, in the hot. They're waiting for somebody to come fetch them something to eat. Huh? Come on, somebody. You can look around you and give God praises where he have you at. A lot of times people say, oh, that'll never happen to me. You can't say that. Tomorrow bring on changes. Even today that we live in, beloved, it brings on changes. So we never should think highly of ourselves to deceive ourselves. I know a lot of millionaires who living on the bridge, who was once a millionaire. But they didn't have no wisdom, the wisdom of God. And a fool and his money shall depart. Come on, somebody. Because if you ain't got the wisdom of God, then there will become holes in your pocket. And then your money going to have legs and it's going to leave you. So we can't get beside ourselves and think that we're so secure because we got a little ching-ching. Because guess what? One day you may open your eyes and all that's gone. Huh? Uh-huh. All that's gone. Amen? So we as human beings must understand, until we leave this earth, you and I, we will always face obstacles in our life. But when we have the obstacles, beloved, they are lemons, and we must what? Make lemonade from our bag of lemons. So we must learn how to obey the word of God. Amen. The right perspective, and realize that the obstacles we face are really opportunities. God will make a way for us, just as he did for Joshua. And so there's a lot that we can learn from Joshua, life lessons. If someone look at your life today, what lesson will they learn? If someone look at your life today, what lesson would they learn? And what would your life say for you? Will your life speak truth? Will your life speak your relationship or show your display? You're meditating on the word of God day and night, that your ways are prosperous, that you are successful and you succeeding in life, or would it say you just living just to be living and nothing is happening good in your life and you just going down the hill barrel, as I say? What can your life tell me today? If I look at your life, the record of your life, and all of us got a record. We got an expiration date on this earth. Everybody got an expiration date. We're not going to be here forever. But while we're here, if I look at your life record, what lessons will I learn from it? That's what I want to know. Books that I've written, there's a lesson for you to learn about my life. You should learn a lesson from that. In everything, there is a lesson. Even when you look at God's animals, there's a lesson. When you look at his birds and you know what I'm saying? Animals, different animals, you look at the trees. There's lessons for what you see. Do you not know, listen to this, when you have a flower outside and the sun is beaming really hard, you have not watered that flower is going to be drooping, right? That flower is communicating to you that it needs some water. And so you go and you get your hose, water hose, and you begin to spray it. And then all of a sudden you've seen the little leaves just rising back up. See? It's a lesson in everything. It's a lesson in everything. There's lessons to be learned from somebody else's life. When you observe fishes, they living, right? You know that the fish, if it try to come out of the water to live, it won't survive. That will be a lesson for that fish to stay in that water. Amen? There's a lot of things that we can learn from someone's life if we just study their lives. Amen? In the book, there are many parables. There are many stories. But it's a lesson for us. It's just a lesson for us. And that's why we should meditate on the word of God day and night. Because he's showing us lessons to learn. Amen? Amen. You'll never be good at anything unless you take the lesson and you pass the lesson. So, guys, I'm got to go. I got to go. I got to back up out of this story. I want to thank you all so much again for tuning in with me on Serve It Up Now. It means a lot to have you guys to just listen in to the podcast. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Not sure what I am going to be speaking about, but I do want you guys to tune back in at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern. And we're going to talk about another topic. Not sure, but again, if you have not started following this podcast, please, for me, go ahead and sign up with your email or your Facebook account by hitting that pink follow button. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, please go ahead and hit that red subscribe button. Also, leave your comments below and share this message with someone you think it would be a blessing to, okay? And also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, we are looking for singers. We're looking for anyone who written books, or if you got a business, or whatever, your minister, whatever, you have a testimony, stories, anything that you want to come and share with the platform, you are welcome to do so. Just go to www.serveitupnow.com, and in the contact section, just go ahead and leave your information, and I will return a reply to your email, okay? So, well, guys, with that said, please stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace. Bye-bye.
Understand that your praise is a breakthrough when you're going through.